Welcome to Christian Community Center of Los Angeles, or as we love to call it, 3CLA, the Church for Truth Seekers. I am Pastor Tom Washington, and it is a blessing to be given the opportunity to share the word of truth with you. Our prayer is that you take that truth and apply it to your life with power and authority. For more information about 3CLA and other teaching opportunities, please visit us at our website, 3CLA.org. We also encourage you to do as 2 Timothy 2:15 states, you must study to show yourself approved unto God, Yahweh, a workman needing not be ashamed, rightly dividing the word of truth. Shalom.
Yeshua's mighty name we pray. Amen and amen. Hallelujah. I know we're pressed for time this morning, but you just wanted to share a few things. No, I'm going to stay right here. I'm just to share, thank you, a few things with you this morning. We're just so thankful that you all came out to encourage our children. Aren't our children amazing? And you know, they deserve to be. So if you will turn with me to James, the 2nd chapter, the 14th verse. And if you're a Hebrew scholar, it's Yaakov. But James, the 2nd chapter. I don't know about you, but every day I got to go out into these streets and I'm confronted with situations. We're all confronted with situations. But the word of Yahweh has told us that our salvation, and if you read it, and if you really embrace the word in its entirety, your salvation is not just about going to heaven. Your salvation is about living victoriously in this life, right here, right now, living this out and living out the scriptures, being a kingdom example of what Yahweh's walk is. I was talking to some people this week, and I was just kind of sharing with them, I don't just talk about the word, I walk about the word.
All right.
You know, a lot of people can say, oh, yeah, you know, the word says this and word says that, but is it demonstrated in their lives? And I'm nobody, special. I'm just a follower of Yeshua. He told them, what? Take up your nets and what? Follow me. And so that's what we as believers are supposed to do. We're supposed to follow him. And so we've been talking about faith. I believe that I am, I know that I am a person that can talk about faith because I would not be standing up here had it not been for faith. I would be passed away. But praise Yahweh, I stood in his faith, and now I am a living witness of what he can do.
Hallelujah.
Of what he can do. He's a healer, he's a deliverer, he's a redeemer. He is all of the things that he says he is. And so when we go here to James, 2nd chapter, 14th verse, it says, what does it profit, my brethren, though a man say he has faith and he have not works, can faith save him? Then we talked about works is not just doing stuff, it's ergos. That's the Greek word ergos. And ergos means is a deed of action that carries out or completes an intentional purpose, meaning it's about corresponding action. So if you show me you say you got faith, and you show me your corresponding actions, your corresponding actions should be of faith, meaning I should see you not only saying, I'm believing Yahweh for this, but I'm showing you that I believe him because of the stuff that's coming out of my mouth, right? The way that I'm carrying myself, my attitude, and everything. So when we go back to the scripture, it says, and I did this last week, if we go back to James 2:14, it says, what does it profit, my brother, though a man say he have faith and have not? Let's try that again. What does it profit, my brother, though a man say he have faith and have not? Exactly. And so if we go down to the next verse, go skip down to 17. Even so, if faith hath not
corresponding action,
then what? It's dead. So you can say you got faith, but unless I see it, unless you're demonstrating it, it's dead. That means that you have to show. Say, if you say, if you believe I'm healed, you can't say my cancer. Uh-uh, because it doesn't belong to me. You can't say my allergies. You can't say, if you believe in Yahweh for financial blessing, you can't say I'm broke. Right? I ain't got nothing. See, I know where your faith is by what comes out of your mouth and what your posture is. So this is says, even so, faith, if it has not, is dead being alone. 18th verse says what? Yea, and may say, thou hast faith, and I have. But show me thy faith without your
corresponding action,
and I will show you my faith by my
corresponding action.
So that means everything that you do and say should be faith, right? If you're believing for a job, you go on the interview, that's mine in the mighty name of Yeshua, right? And if there's a waiting period, you can't get yourself involved and say, well, I guess I didn't get it. No. That's what? Mine. 19th verse says what? 19. Thou believest that there is one God, thou doest well. So you can't just believe, because if you just believe, well, the scripture tells us that the devils also believe. So you're not doing nothing just by believing. I need to see corresponding actions because the devils believe. So you ain't no better than the devil if you just believe it. And you're not showing, you know, corresponding actions. 20th verse says what? But wilt thou, O vain man, that what? Without corresponding actions is what?
Dead.
So get that in your spirit. Our faith has to be activated. It has to be walked out. We have to have an attitude of faith. We have to walk faith, right? When we sing about faith, it's got to be real. Because I've seen people even say, praise God, like it don't mean nothing. No, when you say praise God, you better say that like you what?
Mean it,
right? And so this is what we're talking about. Go to Proverbs, the 12th chapter. So what can hinder this work? What can hinder this faith not being walked out? Well, when we go to Proverbs 12:12, it says, the wicked desires the net of evil men, but the root of righteous yielded what? Fruit. And so we're talking about our righteousness is directly connected to our faith. Our righteousness is connected to our faith. Say this, my righteousness,
is connected to my faith.
Because your righteousness is your right standing. Me and Yahweh, we good, right? How is your relationship with Yahweh? Ask yourself, is it a good relationship or is it dysfunctional? He's not dysfunctional. So if something's not working, it's not him. It's you, right? And so because your faith is directly connected, if you don't feel like you have a good relationship with Yahweh, that means when you ask him for something, you're not sure if you're going to get it or not. So my righteousness is connected. My right standing is connected. And a lot of people that don't have right standing like to go to other people. Will you please pray for me? Because I don't know if I can get a prayer through. But that's not the way it's supposed to work. You're supposed to be able to pray for yourself, believing. And that's what a lot of people do. Well, will you please pray for me? Well, I pray. I agree with you, but I need to see your corresponding action. You got to believe this thing along with me. I believe with you, but I can't believe for you. You have to make some effort in this thing, right? And so there has to be some fruit. Yahweh needs to see it. And the fruit is not for the people. Yahweh needs to see it. He needs to see that you believe this thing, right? And so
let's go here to Psalms.
And if you're a Hebrew scholar,
Tehillim.
So we're going to go to Psalms, the 34th chapter. I don't want anything to stand between me and my relationship with Yahweh. right? Yahweh and I, we walk daily together, right? And so he knows my needs, right? I'm acknowledging him of the things that I am aware of, right? And it's just like I said this before, it's like a garden experience. When Adam and Eve were in the garden, they walked with Yahweh. They had relationship with Yahweh. As soon as they sinned, what did they do? They hid themselves, right? But we have to maintain a relationship with Yahweh, and it's daily. Anybody in a, let me put it this way. Anybody's been in a relationship before with somebody? Yeah. And if you were in a relationship, whether you're dating or, you know, engaged or whatever, if you don't hear from that person within a few hours and a day passes and you haven't heard from that person, then you hot. You can say, wait. Where were you? We talk all the what? Time, there's open communication. And when I don't hear from you, I'm what? I'm concerned. And then my concern turns into anger when I find out that you are. So why didn't you call, connect with me? Well, don't you believe that Yahweh has the same? Yahweh wants open communication all the time. And the only reason why you would not openly communicate with him is that there's something between you and him. You're involved in something else. So you're doing the Adam and Eve thing and you hide behind the rocks and trees as if he don't see you. You stop coming to church. You avoid people. Right? That's not the relationship. So when you do that, your faith is affected. You're not connected to him. And the word tells us, and we'll see it later, that without faith, it's in what? Possible to what? Please him. So the 34th chapter of 15th verse of Psalms tells us what? The eyes of Yahweh are upon who? Or the right standing. The ones that are in right standing with him, his eyes is on them. And not only that, his what? So when I have a need, I know he hears me because I am in right standing. That means I am in his righteousness, right? And so he is inclined to hear who? The right, somebody said me, but are you in his righteousness? Right. So if we go here, let's go here. Let's go to Genesis, and if you're a Hebrew scholar, it's Bereshit. But write these scriptures down because you need to meditate on them when you leave this place. Genesis, the 5th chapter, the 24th verse. We're talking about a man who took his walk with Yahweh seriously. And Enoch walked with Yahweh. And he was not here anymore. Why was he not here anymore? Because the scripture says, for Yahweh took him. Let me say that again. Enoch. Anybody knows about Enoch? He was fully in his right standing. He walked with Yahweh. And he walked so closely with Yahweh that he wasn't on this earth no more. Why? Because Yahweh took him. What does that mean? Well, anybody that the scripture says Yahweh took, he took him alive. It's not that they died or transitioned. He actually raised them up out of here, right? He was so closely walking with Yahweh that he walked right up on out of this earth. What kind of relationship is that? I want that. Tell your neighbor, that's what I want. I mean, and that's why I love this idea of, and it's not the idea, but when we talk about the rapture, when we talk about the saints being, what, caught up with him. See, that means that he's going to take us too. Those that make it, when he come back, He gonna take me alive. Hey, I don't have to pass away. He's just gonna what? Take me right up out of here. That's what I want. I want the Enoch experience. But that comes when you have a what? A right standing relationship with him. And so let's go here, Hebrews. I want to be so close to God that I'm just, we walking so close together that I'm walking right up to his throne room with him. But that's how you should treat your relationship, right? It's like every day. Like people think that prayer only happens on Monday nights. Every day. You get up praying. I get up praying. Thank you, Yahweh, for even waking me up this morning. It sounds so simple, but I am so thankful. I was talking to somebody the other day. I was in the hospital for almost the equivalent of a month. And when I came, all I saw were the four walls. The day that I stepped out, I felt the air on my face. And I started crying because I was said, Yahweh, I am so thankful that I feel this air on my face. I saw the trees and I went out. I said, I'm so thankful that I can see the trees. Yahweh, I'm so thankful I can look up and I can see the sun. I was thankful for stuff that people take for granted, but when your life is challenged, you wake up, you say, Yahweh, thank you for the simple little things. The little things that we don't acknowledge. So when I felt that breeze on my face, tears rolled down my cheeks. You better pray that you don't have to have that experience. You better appreciate what he does right now. Right? And so go here with me. Let's go to Hebrews. And if you're a Hebrew scholar, it's Evreem. Hebrews, the 11th chapter, or Evreem, the 11th chapter, the 5th verse. Let's get some agreement on what I just said. And the word says, by faith, or in faith. In. Translated correctly, in faith. Say this, people, in faith.
In faith.
Enoch was what? Translated what we just read in Genesis, that he what? Should not what? Even see death. And was not found because Yahweh had what? Translated him. For before his translation, get this part. Before his translation, he had this testimony. What was that testimony? That he pleased Yahweh. Come on, y'all. Come on. Every day, you should have the desire to please Yahweh. We get so caught up in pleasing other people. But pleasing other people ain't going to get you translated. What's going to get you translated is when you please the Most High God himself, the only one worthy. See, that is the relationship that I want to maintain. Because get this, the word of Yahweh told us to seek ye first the kingdom of Yahweh, connect this, and his righteousness or his right standing with us. Seek that first. Seek your relationship. Seek your right standing with Yah first. And guess what's going to happen? Everything else is going to be added. Tell somebody, he's going to add the rest. I'm telling y'all, wait, there's some stuff that I can't tell you right now that he did. Come on. No, I can't tell you. Faith, you got to believe that when you are in right standing with Yahweh, I got a slide up there. Something happens. Your relationship with Yahweh, your partnership with Yahweh opens doors. Come on. There's some doors that have swung open I can't tell you about. Are you a witness? But the doors aren't opening because I'm special. The doors are opening because I'm walking and partnering with the God I serve. We got a relationship. So I don't even have to ask him for everything. I'm walking so closely with him, he know, and then boop, a door opened. I'm like, what? Are you serious? But my righteousness and my right standing is connected to my destiny with Yahweh in faith. Directly connected. You don't understand. You running around here spinning wheels trying to please people, and you're displeasing the one who can make the doors open for you. Yeah, I'm telling you right now, these folks that you're trying to please, they can't open the doors that he can. Does anybody here need a door open? That's what I'm saying. Because the word says the doors that open, that he opened, no man can shut. So you better be careful of who you're serving. Because a lot of us are serving folk instead of serving Yahweh. And that's the problem. So I want an Enoch experience where in the fifth verse, for therefore, why did he translate him? Because he had this testimony. And it was a simple testimony. It wasn't no big drawn out thing. The simple thing about his testimony was that he pleased God. That's it. Because the word again tells me, without faith, it's impossible to what? Please him. So that's my goal, right? I'm telling you right now that if you really grab hold of faith, faith is a mystery. And I'm telling you this because you don't know what it's going to generate. I mean, you got an idea of what you're believing Yahweh for, but eyes have not seen and ears have not heard, neither has it what? Entered into the hearts of men. What who? Yahweh has what? Prepared for those who what? Love him. According, and then walk what? According to his what? Purpose. He's purposed you to do this. He's purposed you to walk in relationship with him. He's purposed you to believe when you pray. He's purposed you to please him. That's your purpose. Well, I don't know what my purpose is. And please him. I'm trying to find my purpose. Please him. When you please him, everything else falls in line, right? How do I please him? Obedience. Obedience, sister. Obedience, brother. When you do the word, that's when you please him. See, I can locate when believers tell me that they're confused and they don't know what's going on. That tells me something broke in your relationship, something broke in your right standing. Usually people that are confused are disobedient in some shape, form, or fashion. And it's going to start getting quiet in here because the word is swooping. But guess what? It cut me too. When this word is being swung, it's a two-edged sword. Right? So when I'm doubting or when I'm confused, there's something broken how I'm approaching Yahweh. I shouldn't be confused about nothing because he's not the author of confusion. He don't write confusion. He's a God of order. So if I'm confused, I'm outside of something. If I'm confused, I'm out of order somewhere. And it's usually in this mind. Go here. Go here to Genesis, the 13th chapter. The 14th verse. You got to believe this thing. Yahweh said unto Abram, after that Lot was separated from him, he said, lift up now thine eyes and look from the place that thou art, northward and southward and eastward and westward. 15th verse. For all the land which thou, what, seeth to thee, I'm going to give it. So now we're talking about what? Spiritual sight. Spiritual eyes. Say spiritual eyes. Spiritual eyes. Faith is about spiritual eyes. Why is it about spiritual eyes? Because if I'm looking for stuff in natural eyes, the word says those things are subject to change. What? The seen is what? Subject to change, but the unseen is what? Is eternal. Say, I need to open my spiritual eyes. And he told him, when he showed him this space, there wasn't nothing there. There wasn't nothing naturally northward. It was empty, southward, eastward, and westward. It was all empty. But he said, if you can see what this is going to be, if you can see it with your spiritual eyes, I'm going to give it to you. All right. Come on. So I got to be able to what? See. When I was believing for my healing, doctors tell me stage 4 cancer. We can't do much of nothing. I saw myself healed. I saw the end of the thing. I saw it. I saw myself raised up out of this bed, out of that bed that I was in. I saw myself walking around. I saw myself years from that moment. I had to see it. And Yahweh said, you see it, you walk in it, I'm going to give it to you. So that's how you have to be. You got to be able to, what, see these things with spiritual eyes. I can't trust these natural eyes, y'all. Because the enemy be trying to put stuff there that's really not there. And so this is what the enemy wants to do. Are you ready? If he can blind you spiritually. All right. Come on. If he can blind you spiritually. Mm-hmm. Over here. If he can blind you spiritually, he can keep you from the stuff that Yahweh wants to give you. Why? Because if he can blind you spiritually, you won't be able to see. You won't be able to see it. How does he do this? Go to 2 Corinthians. He wants to blind your mind. And that is why you see a lot of believers walking around confused. Why are they confused? Because they can't see. Ooh. See, a person is just groping in the darkness. They can't see. They're confused. And the Bible talks about blind folk, spiritually blind. And then you got folk following blind folk. And the word says that when you got somebody spiritually blind and you're following somebody spiritually blind, you both fall in the ditch. I got to keep my eyes, what? Open. I don't follow people. I follow Yahweh. All right. To in whom? What first? In whom? The God. Wait. What do you notice about God here? It's a little G. It's not God Yahweh. It's the God of this world, who is Satan, Hasatan, the enemy, the fowler, the devil. He's the one who blinds the minds of them. Ooh, hold up. So my spiritual vision is directly connected to if I believe or not. If I can't see it in the spirit, I don't believe it. Somebody better get there. Oh, it's quiet now. Who does the blinding? But you can change that. He can't blind you. Get this, if you really believe. All right. See, if you really believe, it will have no effect on you. But if you don't believe, you're blind. And it says, lest the light of the glorious gospel of Mashiach, who what? Is of image of Yahweh, should what? If you actually walk with him in that shine, in that sunshine, S-O-N shine, come on, not the S-U-N shine, but the what? Is that why you do that? S-O-N. S-O-N shine. And you're walking with Yahweh in the name of Yeshua. And you're in that sunshine, S-O-N shine, the sun of Yahweh. He lights the way. He lights the pathway. When he lights the way, there is no doubt. I see it. Because when he lights the way, I see the spiritual realm bright and clearly. I see what he can do. I see his word actually manifest right in front of my face. Ooh, I'm telling y'all. If you can get this thing, ooh, I got some testimonies that I can't even reveal. Guess what? If you in this thing like I'm in this thing, and I ain't special, I just believe. If we can get some believers that really believe, we will blow the roof off this place. That really believe. Not no fakers and shakers. That's why the Father is seeking what? A true worshiper. Somebody that's true. Not these folks that say, I'm worship. Oh, I worship. No. I need to see corresponding actions with your worship. Because it even goes back to when they tried to, he said, listen, only use the fire from my censer in this holy place. And what them sons do? They went out and got strange fire. They was like, well, fire is fire. I'm here to tell you, saints, fire ain't fire. This was a holy fire. And he told them, hey, don't use nothing but my holy fire. But they was like, it don't make no difference. And so guess what? They took this strange fire and put it up in there, and the word says they were burnt to oil. They were barbecued. Well, why y'all would do that? Because of their what? Disobedience. And that is a problem. You can't see stuff because you're disobedient. I was disobedient too. But when I got myself back in line again with my right standing, everything opened up. Come on. Yeah, I was disobedient. Don't sit up in here and act like you wasn't disobedient. Some of y'all sitting right now and you're disobedient. You're still disobedient. At least I got myself together. How about you? How you doing? I'm just telling the truth. Well, I'm just human. Yeah, you human, but he gave you the power of the Holy Ghost to get yourself right with him. I'm broken. Okay. Well, when you gonna get unbroken? He gave you a word to put you back together again. He'll fix you. He's the healer. He's the raiser upper. He's the redeemer. You just want to roll on the floor and slobber in your brokenness? I don't see that nowhere in the word. He told him, get up. He told the man that was lame, rise up and walk. What was he supposed to? Well, if the broken man had said,
I can't rise up and walk, I'm still broken.
He said, in the name of Yeshua, get up, rise up, and walk this thing out. I'm telling you, saints, right now, stop using excuses. Get up, rise up, and walk this thing. Walk it out. Rise up. Come up out of your confusion. Come up out of your unbelief. Come up out of your disobedience and walk this thing out. It ain't hard. You just put one foot right in front of the other. In faith. All right. Go to Mark. You better get indignant with this thing. Yahweh is looking for violent faith. Oh, what does that mean? The violent take it by force. Who has had the enemy take something from you? He took it. Well, guess what? You can take it back. We used to sing a song. You need to bring that song back. I went to the enemy's camp and I took back what he stole from me. Yeah, I took back what he stole from me. Come on, somebody. I took back what he stole from me. Hey, I went to the enemy's camp and I took back what he stole from me. He's under my feet. He's under my feet. He's under my feet. He's under my feet. One more time. He's under my feet. He's under my feet. Get this. Satan is under my feet. Come on. That's right. Get it back. Take it back. In faith, take it back. And you got to be violent with this thing. You don't go up to the devil and say, devil, please, could you please give me that back? You better get here. I ain't walking up to him and say, devil, please, nothing. Give me that stuff back. In the name of Yeshua, I'm getting my stuff back. Give it to him. I got a story about a man. Mark 10, I'm going to leave you with this, 47th verse. And when he heard that it was Yeshua, there was a man with a need. He heard that it was Yeshua of Nazareth. The word says he began to what? Yeshua! And he said what? He said, Yeshua, thou son of David, have mercy on me. He was with, Yeshua was walking over that way. And the man was over this way. And he was hollering out, Yeshua, have mercy on me. I need you. 48th verse. And many charged, hold up. They told him, dude, be quiet. Hey, dude, shut up. Stop crying. But when they tried to shut dude up, he cried even more. And he says, more a great deal. And he said, thou son of David, have mercy on me. See, I know what that's like, because when I was on my knees down in that bathroom, in that hospital room, I cried out. I said, Yeshua, heal my body right now. Have mercy on me. I need you. I'm in pain right now. Yahweh, I need you. Have mercy. You don't believe me? Ask the nurse. Sometimes you gotta act like you really want this thing. And sometimes when you really want this thing, you gotta say, hey! Yahweh, I am on my knees in the name of Yeshua. I need you. I got a request in the mighty name of Yeshua. Hear my voice. I know you can do it. You the only one. Come on, y'all. He the only one that can do this. And he knew that. And the 49th verse says what? And Yeshua stood still and commanded him. Come, bring that brother over here. He was determined. The man was determined. He kept crying out. And they called the blind man and said unto him, be of good comfort. Rise. He calleth thee. Come on. It's the same message. Get up, rise. 50th verse says what? 50 says what? Read it for me. And he casting away. Listen, sometimes you got to get rid of the stuff that's holding you back. Some stuff is holding you down. Listen, I want to get the what I need from Yahweh. I need to lay some stuff down. He had enough sense to know, I got to get, I don't want nothing.
coming, hindering me from getting to where I need to be. Come on. So that's what some of y'all problem is. You got some hindrances. I don't know what they are. But you got some stuff that you need to cast away before you go to him. Come to Yeshua. 51 says what? And Yeshua answered and said unto him, what will thou that I should do unto thee? Listen, hold up. Listen, come on. Yeshua already knew what homeboy wanted. He knew it, but he wanted him to what? Say it, verbalize it, speak it. He was, hold up. See, Yeshua was pulling faith out of the man. He was pulling that faith. I know what you want, but you gotta tell me. And the blind man said unto him, Lord, I just want to receive my sight. Oh, come on. If I could just see into the spiritual realm like I'm supposed to, I see myself seeing. I see my sight restored. And 52 says what? And Yeshua said unto him, go thy way. Thy faith has made you whole. And immediately he received his sight and followed Yeshua. Come somebody, come on. Somebody. Come on. All you gotta do is follow him in the way. If he can just get some folk to follow him in the way. And he got it in faith. Oh, Father. Somebody just cry out right now. You got some stuff that you need. Just cry it out. Hallelujah. Oh, my God. My God. I believe you, my God. I believe you, my Father. Sunday. Hey! Father, we believe your word is true. Father, we know our faith needs to be elevated, increased. Father, there's some things that you want us to see that you've already prepared for us in that spiritual realm. You just want our faith to draw it out, that it be manifest in the natural. Yahweh, we believe you. 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 We believe. So right now, hear our cry. Hear our cry right now in the mighty name of Yeshua. Restore our sight right now. Restore it right now in the mighty name of Yeshua. That we see the invisible. That we see the impossible. That it's possible in the spirit realm. We see you. We want to be in your way. We want to follow in your way. So show us. Lead us. Guide us by your word. We hang on your every word. Every word that you say, we hang on it. We hold on to it. We believe it. That's what you want. A violent faith that no matter what, No matter what we see in the natural, we believe your word. We believe your report. We believe what you say. So we give you glory and honor. You're worthy of all the praise. In Yeshua's mighty name, we pray. Amen. Now, bow your head just really quickly. Just bow your head.